from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shiggold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six.
Oh, Will. A
disaster.
Oh, Will and Loz. Awful.
Oh, was I behind?
Oh,
Lauren,
you were terrible.
You would have been as equally bad as me.
Oh, see, mine sounded good to me and you sounded bad.
No, you were both terrible.
Oh, no.
But we push on as we continue to broadcast on a Monday morning entertaining Melbourne and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I've broadened it out to the world.
The world. Mm. Well, we are podcasting.
Well, good call.
On the listener app.
We've got listeners all over the world.
Yeah, they DM us.
Yeah.
From all over the place.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, at the start of the podcast every day, we do a little bit of extra content.
Yeah.
And at the end of the podcast, we do a bit of extra content. And often that is messages from around the world.
The back end.
The back end, as it were. Top six at six to kick us off on a Monday. Coming in at number one, Channel 7 confirms the network strongly encourages vaccination after Home and Away star Sam Frost announced she's unvaccinated. And didn't she cop an absolute pasting over the weekend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were all turning on her. Other celebrities. That Abby Chatfield, is it?
Yes.
She gave her a bake.
Hasn't she pulled down her socials or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she deleted her Instagram.
Deleted her Instagram, using terms like segregation.
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
You've got to be really careful the language you use.
Absolutely.
Saying there's lots of different reasons for people being unvaccinated.
There's many reasons.
Well, there's really only one, and it's a medical exemption. Otherwise, you're an anti-vaxxer.
Correct.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of in-between there.
No, it's pretty clear.
You've either got a genuine reason for health reasons.
Or you choose not to.
Or you choose not to. Beautifully said. And anti-vaxxer should get used more as a label for people. They're an anti-vaxxer. It should be very clear.
Bottom of the business card.
Bottom of the business card. Landscaper, anti-vaxxer.
No, thank you.
Back to Byron Bay. Anti-vaxxers, mate. Vax-hesitant people make me very nervous.
I know.
Almighty.
They're going to cause a lot of grief.
Yep. Sure do.
Funny old mom. Number two, the state government has announced that the Melbourne Cup would be permitted to host up to 10,000 fully vaccinated punters.
There you go. Go to the races if you've got your jab.
That's good.
No birdcage, though.
No birdcage.
No, thanks.
You can still have a couple of piccolos on the lawn. Shove a straw in a mini champagne and put a bed on. I mean, that's a day out, isn't it?
Well,
I'd do anything.
I was going to say,
stage.
I'd take it.
Lozzie, are you going to the races this year?
No.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Good chatting. Number three.
I'm not a big fan of the races.
I hate getting
to Flemington.
Oh, I love the races.
And getting home from Flemington.
Getting home's are not. Getting there's okay because you're still excited.
Yeah,
Once you're there, it's fun.
Yeah. Once you're there, it's great. But then there's still that thing hanging over you, isn't it? It's called
Getting home.
Yeah.
On the train.
Yeah, it's like, how am I getting home from here? I know how I'm getting home. There'll be a bloke sitting in the car park waiting for me.
Helicopter out in the middle of the field.
Number three, I'll be voting for ScoMo, says Michael Slater, who said the PM had blood on his hands as he reflects on his sacking at Seven. Yeah, it's a strange one if you saw the article over the weekend.
Yeah.
He's come full 360.
This is a tweet that he did about 5 months ago, isn't it?
Yeah, when he was over in India.
Yeah.
When, you know, they could have left earlier.
Mm-hmm. It was a series of tweets. It was really quite scathing at the time.
And then tweeting from the Maldives.
Well, then they quarantined in luxury, remember, and there was a suggestion that he and the miniature guy, David Warner, might have had a fight.
That's right.
At the bar, remember? There was
that guy?
Yeah, he was one of those guys. There's a whole thing going on here.
Well, the Maldives is a very stressful place.
I can imagine, you know, easing off the balcony into the azure blue water and then you get out and little Davey Warner's at the bar being a twat. You know, that's going to fire you up.
I wonder what changed his mind. Why is he now voting for ScoMo?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he thought that it might save his job.
Yeah.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Got a few more to get through.
Jesus Christ. Sir Paul McCartney reveals John Lennon walked into a room and said, I'm leaving the Beatles, as he insists he had nothing to do with the group's breakup and wanted the band to continue. I blame you.
Okay.
I blame you. Okay, yeah. Number five, Celebrity MasterChef Australia. Spoiler, winner is leaked just hours before the show's premiere.
Yes.
And it may well be a good friend of our show, Nick Revolt.
Marty.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dom Perrottet is a new premier.
Sister Pizza!
Oh, no. Oh, God. What's on the
ba-ba-da-ba. Catch the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup action live and exclusive on Fox Cricket. It's available on KO. If you're new to KO, start your free trial today. Thank you, KO.
Thank you, KO. Yeah. What do you got, Will?
No-brainer getting the KO. Oh,
a lot of KO. Yes, so.
Yes, so, KO. It's an absolute no-brainer. I can't wait to use KO more. I don't feel like I've been using it enough.
Yep.
Well, the cricket season always... now, Marty.
I know.
Can always do more. The biggest sports story in the world over the last 24 hours, the third installment of Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. It's been described as the greatest heavyweight fight of the modern era. Mm. So you cross this one at all, Marty, the rivalry?
Yes.
So a controversial draw the first time they fought. And the second fight, which was February 2020, Fury won by TKO. This fight was meant to be in July of this year, but then Fury actually tested positive for COVID. So that led to the postponement to yesterday. Fury came out dressed as a Roman centurion to ACDC's You Shook Me All Night Long, so he likes a dramatic entrance to Tyson Fury.
Pretty funny to watch, actually. It was quite humorous.
And both fighters were knocked down multiple times before the WBC champion of the world found the killer blow in the 11th round.
It's brutal, isn't it? Mm. Like, if you thought about an AFL footballer or a rugby league guy getting knocked down four times in a game of footy, it just would not happen.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know where boxing's going to end up, but I can't see how a sport like that in the modern world continues.
It feels like a bit of a renaissance period for boxing, though, because this has drawn a lot of attention. Boxing, the sport, was in the wilderness for a while there. It looked like there weren't many big names carrying the sport.
Boxing lowers its flag every time a kid from YouTube fights a guy who's 48.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But then
when you see it in the Olympics, you go, oh, that's right. Yeah. There's some really great fighters out there at an amateur level that haven't crossed over into that sort of Don King-esque...
Yeah.
MGM Grand parody that is big fat blokes wandering in dressed as centurions. I mean, to look at Tyson Fury, you wouldn't think he could even fight.
No.
He looks like a butcher.
That's what makes it so impressive. It's hard to see anyone stopping him, but yeah, he doesn't quite have the physique of Mike Tyson in the 90s, does he?
And knocked down four times. And one of the slowest counts I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was controversy for that.
I mean, it was just like, let's give this bloke a chance and see if this other bloke can kill him.
In the Ashes, England have named their 17-man squad to come to Australia. So there were several high-profile players that had concerns about the tour going ahead, including Root and Butler, but they've both been included, which is good news. As expected, Ben Stokes and Jofra Archer will be missing out, which is disappointing, but makes Australia's chances of winning much stronger.
Ben Stokes is a mental health issue, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And what's wrong with Joffrey?
Not sure what's wrong with Jofra Archer.
Because Tim Payne famously said, you know, if Joe Root doesn't want to come out, the Ashes will continue anyway. But that is exactly what would have happened. But we would have had an understrength of England out here.
Yeah. Archer had elbow surgery in May, so he's still recovering.
Yeah, they've done it. They've done a lot of travel, but I just still can't get past this ultimatum stuff from England and the ECB. It's like, I don't know. I just get my back up when blokes start saying we're not coming unless you give us this, 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 and this.
Well, they get to go to the winery in the Yarra Valley, so.
Yeah, well, it's ticking. If they go to that chocolatery there, it's pretty nice.
Chocolatery.
If they get to the chocolatery, they'll know they've had a giant dark freckle because the dark chocolate freckles coming out of that chocolatery.
Pretty good.
Is some top of notch. The greatest freckle I've ever eaten.
Do they have any white chocolate freckles?
They've got bleached ones.
In the women's cricket, our Australian team have ended their series against India on a high, clinching all three T20I wins. They won on the Gold Coast last night by 14 runs, Beth Mooney scoring 61. And the AFL's trade period, it's still quite boring. It's one of the most boring trade periods I've ever witnessed personally.
Yeah.
It ends on Wednesday.
Thank God.
Giants forward Bobby Hill has requested a trade to Essendon, so we'll see if that gets done.
I thought he was a singer.
And meanwhile... Robbo, Mark Robinson is back, which is good.
Where's he been?
He's been away with an illness that has been
undescribed. I won't do all my jokes then.
No, please. Just please.
Hold off on the Robbo gear, particularly the toner.
His top 50 appears in today's Herald Sun.
So does it?
Few interesting ones. Petrarca takes out the top award for 2021. Melbourne and Brisbane have 7 players each. North Melbourne and Collingwood.
I mean, I get that he's employed to do articles and stuff, but God almighty, how self-indulgent is that? Here's my top 50. Good on you, Robbo.
It's an institution.
He was asked to do a task.
I know what it is. It's just like, oh, yawn. What else you got? You done?
He's done. That's what's happening in the wide world of Will. The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.